This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jo Reed, and with me, the publisher of Audiophile, Michelle Cobb. She's with me all week. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Jo. Ready. I'm ready.
You're ready. One thing I know, if it's your week, we have a theme.
Well, this week are books whose narrators I found really elevated the experience for me.
Oh, okay. I like that. I'm drawn to audiobooks where that happens, where I know if I read the book, I would not be as engaged.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so where are we going to begin?
Well, we'll start with one of everyone's favorite authors. It's Billy Summers by Stephen King, read by Paul Sparks.
Okay, and what is Billy Summers about?
Well, this is classic Stephen King, so it's a long book, it's very entertaining, and it's dealing with both death and things that are rather strange.
Yeah, that sounds like Stephen King. So,
yes, and this is an Earphones Award winner, and Stephen King is introducing us to the character of Billy, who is a hitman. The thing is, he only takes jobs if the person being killed is deserving of that end.
Oh, so we're on his side.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But as with many things with Stephen King, I find, you know, it's time for him to get out of the business. And so he embarks on that last job. And as with many books in general, that last job doesn't go well. So what I really liked about the book was that the life of the hitman wasn't actually very glamorous. So he's moving to a small town, and his cover story is that he's an author working on a top secret book. And his handlers instruct him to build up a presence in the town as he waits for the time to complete the hit. And he actually does spend time writing as well. So we get the book within a book scenario.
Oh, that's always fun.
Exactly. And ultimately, Billy gets involved with the victim of a rather horrific crime. And he and this woman travel to Colorado. And they live near a hotel that Stephen King fans might recognize. It's a little Easter eggs in there.
Wow.
I have to say, this was not my favorite Stephen King book, but he always tells a great story, and the narrator was an incentive to keep with it.
Okay, now this is where I want to interrupt you for a second. I'm embarrassed. I don't know who Paul Sparks is as a narrator. I've never heard him.
He's new as a narrator.
Oh, okay, good.
He's an actor. He was in Castle Rock, which was the TV adaptation of another of Stephen King's books.
Okay.
And he really just takes the book in hand. He does a great job on his first audiobook. And he has such an interesting vocal tone. And he was really good at dropping into these variety of characters' voices. You know, I could hear that he was a little green, especially at the beginning. There were a lot of whistling S's, but he gets better as it goes along. And I was really at times listening for what he was going to do next. And I truly hope he narrates again.
I like it when you hear a narrator like that, where you're just so captivated by the voice and, okay, what's going to happen? How will that be handled?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I saw he was in a television show that I hadn't seen. So I went and searched that out. So like I'm a new fan of Paul Sparks.
Oh, that's nice. Well, why don't we hear a little?
Okay. Let's learn how this particular assassin prepares to take a job.
Whoa. This is Billy Summers by Stephen King, read by Paul Sparks.
In his room, Billy powers up his laptop. He changes the timestamp and checks his VPN because hackers love hotels. He could try Googling Los Angeles County Courts. Extradition hearings have got to be matters of public record. But there are simpler ways to get what he wants. And he wants. Ronald Reagan had a point when he said trust, but verify. Billy goes to the LA Times website and pays for a 6-month subscription. He uses a credit card that belongs to a fictitious person named Thomas Hardy, Hardy being Billy's favorite writer, of the naturalist school, anyway. Once in, he searches for feminist writer and adds attempted rape. He finds a half dozen stories, each smaller than the last. There's a picture of the feminist writer, who looks hot and has a lot to say. The alleged attack took place in the forecourt of the Beverly Hills Hotel. The alleged perpetrator was discovered to be in possession of multiple IDs and credit cards.
The hot feminist. I like that. So this is before he gets to the small town.
Yeah, there's so many little details.
Well, that's Stephen King, yeah.
It's very Stephen King. And, you know, this was 17 hours, but I was along for the ride and I was excited for the little tiny details. Who knew?
That's, you know, honestly, you know me, I like those long books.
I mean, I can't say it enough. I was kept along for the ride.
And that's a 17-hour ride there. That was Billy Summers by Stephen King, read by Paul Sparks. Okay, we're off to a great beginning. I will talk to you tomorrow, Michelle.
Talk to you then.
Okay. Recent releases from Naxos Audiobooks have included Nicholas Bolton's splendid performance of Lawrence Durrell's The Alexandria Quartet. The four books were commercially and critically celebrated on their release and collectively remain the author's most well-known work. They are Justine, Balthazar, Mount Olive, and Clea. Find out more about them at naxosaudiobooks.com. I'm Joe Reed. Thanks for listening.